Up next on American Restoration.
A friend of mine says he's got some old scale that he wants me to check out.
So what you have here is a 1940s accurate weight scale. You know, every woman's nightmare.
My dad passed away 5 years ago, and it's been sitting in my mom's basement for a while, and figured you're the guy for it.
The last match list was made in 1967 in England, so parts are going to be really hard to find.
Rick's depending on me to get this project done on time.
You can help me instead of just watching. Let's hold it right there.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. It never ceases to amaze me what rolls in my shop, and this is a welcome surprise. I love doing motorcycles.
Let me get a ramp, we'll get it off.
I came to Rick's today to have my dad's 1955 matchless motorcycle restored.
It's a cool bike, huh?
Really cool.
Where'd you get this?
Well, my dad passed away 5 years ago, and it's been sitting in my mom's basement for a while, and figured you're the guy for it.
So you weren't thinking about getting it restored?
Getting it restored, getting it back to how it was when he first got it 55 years ago. To me, it's not just a motorcycle. It's the memory of my father. It's the closest thing I really have that's left to him. So have you ever seen one of these before, Rick?
I never have.
Yeah, I have, yeah, an old matchless. These were the good bikes, they were lightweight. They were way lighter than the Harleys. Power to weight ratio was better. They weren't a lot of horsepower, but it was more than the Harleys were putting out at the time.
Jeff is my motorcycle guru. He knows everything there is to know about bikes.
The Beach Boys put it in one of their songs, in a little Honda. They were talking about, my matchless runs really right. So yeah, I was wondering
what that was like, never knew what a matchless, that's
his
bike.
This is what they're talking about right here, yeah. This is the first time I've seen a matchless in person. Not in a magazine or in a picture. They'd stopped making them in 67, and they're just not around anymore.
He bought it because he was racing motorcycles at the time. We had about 50 trophies back in the
50s. Yeah, so he did well, huh?
Yeah, very well. A lot of races went on around Michigan, and the races were put on by Harley-Davidson.
Right.
So the following year, after he was winning all the time, this being a British motorcycle, there was a big sign that said, no more British motorcycles. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a bunch of pictures that I've brought with me.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
This is exciting. These bikes were made in England from about 1899 to about 1967. They just dominated the racing circuit in the early 1900s.
That's really cool. All the trophies that were up in the attic.
They're hard to find and extremely valuable to collectors. Let me ask you what you want to do to this. I mean, I see a bike that's been ridden for a while. It's a little rough right now.
Well, I got a couple different options here. I went to a motorcycle show, and I seen a bike that was similar to this the same year, but it was a different model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think it's what this looked like.
This one here is an entirely different look. This is done like a normal restoration would be.
A factory.
Right.
This is how it'd be if he bought it.
This is chromed out to show. Okay? I mean, see the shine compared to the other one? You know, this is a trophy piece now. It's still rideable and everything, but it's definitely
prettied
out.
Yeah.
It's prettied out. The difference in price, you know, you're probably talking $1,000. So that's the thing I need to know from you, which one you want.
Well, with what you know now, which way do you think I should go?
Well, you're not gonna race it again. I would do the shiny, prettiest you possibly can.
Okay.
So with all those things in mind, totally restored, finished product to you is going to run you right around 6,500 plus parts.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome deal. Why don't you come into the office here?
I'll take the bike. I'll move it.
Okay. This thing's going to be a huge challenge, but it's not every day you get to bring back the memory of a guy's father. Earlier, I got a call from a friend of mine that collects 1940s memorabilia. He says he's got some old scale that he wants me to check out.
This is it. What do you think?
Wow, looks great.
So what you have here is a 1940s accurate weight scale. You know, every woman's nightmare.
I remember the penny scales from when I was a kid. You know, you just drop your penny in and they'll read your fortune, give your weight. It was just a cool thing, and it'd be nice to have around the garage.
So Jeff, where'd you find this thing?
I was visiting some family, and I just hit a couple old antique stores, and they had it out back.
These things are pretty rare now, because back in the 50s, they lost popularity because of the bathroom scale. These were a first. When this thing came out, vending machines gave you a product, like sodas, candy, cigarettes. This one was solely a service. It was in front of drugstores or laundromats, places like that, that you actually could come up and weigh yourself. Some of them ended up giving you a fortune, your horoscope, stuff like that. And people used these things. They brought in almost 10 billion pennies a year all across the country.
That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies.
So how much do you think it's gonna cost?
Well, the outside looks fairly easy, but the biggest problem we're gonna have is gonna be in here. Inside here is more moving parts than possible. That's why I brought Kyle.
This isn't gonna be fun, I'm telling you that right now. These mechanisms are really delicate. I could tell somebody already messed with this one.
This thing says 10 cents on the front, but it used to be a penny. Somewhere along the line, someone has changed this to 10 cents. We're gonna turn it back to a penny.
Kyle's got his work cut out.
Yeah, we'll get it done though. We'll get it working beautiful.
As far as final cost, we're probably right around 1,500, as long as there's no huge parts missing. So how's that feel?
Well, it stings a little. I only paid 50 bucks for it, but.
You know, by the time we're done with the thing, it should be right around 2,500.
Wow, that's more than I expected.
Does that make sting a little less?
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
All right.
I knew I had an eye for this stuff, but I didn't know it was that good. It's worth $2,500, so I'm really pleased with that.
All right then, Kyle and I are gonna get this loaded up and we'll call you when it's ready.
Sounds great, Rick.
Thank you, Jeff, very much.
Alrighty.
All right, this 1940s penny scale is a beautiful piece. It just needs some serious TLC, but the shop is real busy and I still have this matchless bike to restore. So I really need Kyle to step up and take charge of this project. Otherwise, we're never gonna get it done on time. You ready to tear this monster down?
I've been dreaming about it.
The mounts on these seats, I mean, it's seriously mounted. I mean, it's got four mounts.
Yeah, the rubber mounted on top of it.
Yeah, this one here's got safety wrap.
Oh, the holes for it?
Yeah, that hole right there is for wire to go through, and you wrap it so that, like when you race and stuff, the bolt won't come all the way out.
Yeah, you tie one to the next.
Yeah.
Look how small the backbone is on this frame.
On my Harley, it's like that big. Yeah. And it was probably because they went with a lightweight. The lighter the weight, the faster these things are gonna go.
It's not much thicker than a regular bicycle frame.
Right. It's no wonder this thing ate Harleys for breakfast, because from the frame down, this matchless was built to win races.
Now check this out, Rick. The way the frame is on this thing, it's four pieces here. Actually, five with the swing arm.
Right.
And it comes apart right at the front of the motor there.
Right, instead of a one-piece frame, they made it multiple pieces,
yeah.
and literally assembled it in pieces.
You know, when they engineered this thing, they threw the standard playbook right out the window. We've got these weird British screws, these multi-part frames, and we haven't even got to the engine yet.
Oh, on the top here?
Okay, you got the motor all to yourself.
You never really know what you're dealing with until you tear into an item. And getting to know this matchless has been a hell of an experience so far. But we just got started, we still have a ton of work to do. The other day, we got a 1950s matchless motorcycle to restore. This bike is a British design that's very rare and very valuable. I really hope we don't have any major engine issues, because I don't know if we're gonna be able to fix those.
Look at that valve spring set up. It's
yeah.
Crazy. I've never seen a setup like that.
Got the valves with the springs on the outside.
That is a crazy setup.
Well, so far, so good.
It's pretty clean.
This engine's over 50 years old. If it's locked up, we're dead in the water. Trying to find parts for a major overhaul would be a huge problem. Ready?
Yep. This thing ain't budging.
Okay. All right, there we go. There's no scratches or scoring on the piston.
Well, the cylinder looks really good. Yeah, there's nothing. That's clean.
It's a Hemi.
Oh, it's a Hemi.
It
sure is.
We really dodged a bullet on this one. Looks like the owner took really good care of this engine over the years. And to top it all off, it's a Hemi. How cool is that?
A lot of pistons are flat. This piston has a dome on it. They call it a Hemi because it has a hemispherical head. These two match closer, which actually, in the performance level, works better. When it's domed like that, it actually gives more horsepower and better compression. There's no doubt this engine was built for straight-up performance. Jeff's gonna tear down the rest of the components, clean the heck out of them, and then we're gonna see where we stand with it.
What's down there?
Rick and I picked up the penny scale from the customer. Now Cowboy and I are gonna take it apart. We've gotta be super careful with this. We don't wanna push or pull anything the wrong way. That may cause some serious damage, and it'll definitely increase our workload. Careful, Cowboy.
I know, I got it, Wiener. It's gonna be sweet.
The gas tank from the motorcycle's all beat up, so I'm gonna sandblast it and get it ready for the bodywork.
This thing's been bashed and trashed from years of racing. And now I need to get the dents out and be able to make it all smooth. Since I can't get good access from the inside of the tank, then I'm gonna weld some studs on there and use a slide hammer and literally pull the dents right out of the tank.
The other day, my dad went and picked up a 1940s penny scale from a customer across town. He's got his hands full with this motorcycle that came in, so he told me to help Kyle with the scale.
Okay, this little bracket sits on here, pulls down this whole mech, see?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff needs to be looped up and stuff. I mean, right now, I don't think it'll be accurate. You can help me instead of just watching.
I prefer watching. Is it right? No.
It's damn close. That's a 20 right there, right?
Yeah, well, that's
there
a
we
20.
Go.
Okay. Awesome.
It's off by about like a pound and a half. It looks like it zeroed out right there, but if we get the new one on there, we're not gonna be able to tell. But that's pretty close. Let me get some lube. We'll clean it out. Some WD-40. Let's hold it right there.
Rick's depending on me to get this project done on time. So I'm glad it just needs a little cleaning and tweaking instead of a major overhaul. That'll save us a lot of time.
Oops.
What the hell did you do?
It slipped.
What slipped?
This slipped. This doodad.
You broke it. Rick's gonna trip.
Can't you just fix it and then he'll never know?
Yeah, but when he sees me messing with it, he's gonna know.
He's not gonna know.
All right, let me see what I can do. Just stay away from the shit, man.
All right, good luck.
Here's another 4 hours of work. Thanks, Tyler.
A few days ago, a guy dropped off a 1950s matchless motorcycle. There's a ton of parts that need to be primed and painted. So Jeff's gonna tackle the frame and the motor parts while Ted's working on the artwork on the gas tank. I love painting. It really brings an item back to life again. And this thing is no exception.
So hanging the frame parts to get a nice even coat is a trick I learned over the years. If you lay the parts flat, paint one side at a time, you'll get some overspray with the paint and it'll look really sloppy.
You actually can see both sides of the tank at the same time, so it's really, really important that the striping be as mirror image as you can get on both sides of the tank. Rick had a choice of which logo to use on this particular tank, and of course, he had to pick the one that was the most difficult with this microscopic detail on it.
These parts look like they're factory new, and that's exactly what the client wanted. Once these parts get dry, we can start the reassembly.
I didn't know any better. I think you didn't know what you were doing.
Seems that way sometimes, don't it?
Rick's up to his eyeballs with this motorcycle that came in, so now I'm in charge of this scale. I fixed the part that Tyler broke, lubed up the mechanism, now it's working perfectly.
Let's roll it on around.
Be careful, because you break it, you buy it. It's like neural surgery. Sometimes you do good work, you surprise me.
Thank you, Cowboy.
Everything fits just right on this machine. Only one more thing to do, test it out. It's a good opportunity to see how fat Cowboy is.
Go ahead, you get a bar on it.
All right, all right, all right. Looks good to me.
Woman weight.
Let's see what you got.
I know what I got. I'm a fit 210.
Yeah, right.
You need to take it apart again, Kyle.
230?
You look about 230.
It's lying.
Trust me, this thing's calibrated, ready to go. You're just getting fat. Get off of there before you break it.
Get out of here.
Thanks, cowboy. I owe you a beer.
Not a light beer, though.
That's what you need to switch to.
Finally packing up the penny scale for delivery. It went off the rails a little bit when Tyler broke it, but it's all fixed now.
What's up, guys? This was supposed to be done 4 or 5 hours ago. What's taking so much time?
We had a little complication. I had to go back inside of it for a minute. Right, but it's all taken care of now. We're ready to roll.
All right, well, let me know.
All right, let's go. Get this thing out of here.
I owe you one.
Make it a six pack.
We'll see.
Today we're dropping off this 1940s accurate weight scale. My hands have been totally tied with this matchless motorcycle. But Kyle and the guys have really stepped up on this incredible restoration. I just hope Jeff is as happy with it as I am. Hey Jeff, so you ready to see this?
Yeah, I've been anxiously waiting to see this.
All right.
I've already got a spot in the garage ready for it. It's gonna sit right in my late 40s collection.
I know you were looking for that 40s theme, you know, and I think we really hit that. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's see it.
All right, here we go. Go.
Wow, that's incredible. That really is. That's far better than I thought it would come out.
Didn't that come out awesome?
Unbelievable. The scale looks great. The way he made all the chrome pop and the colors, you know, it looked pretty drab at the start, but it turned out just fantastic.
What we did to this thing is we totally tore it down, and every single piece we made work again. Everything on this thing was all painted. These were painted, this was painted, everything they had on here was painted, you know, so you couldn't see all the detail. They had broken glass and there are no lenses inside here, so you really couldn't tell how beautiful the thing was. But when we took it apart piece by piece, we found that a lot of these pieces were all aluminum. So that really gives it a snap.
It sure does. It looks fantastic.
So it's all original, just the way it used to look.
Can I weigh myself?
Yeah, sure. Oh. Here's a penny.
All right.
How'd we do?
Wow, that's right on. 187, so we're looking right at 187. Fantastic, Rick.
Right on.
Glad we did business. The scale was right on, just as accurate as can be. I'm very happy with it.
We've been doing a ton of work on a matchless motorcycle from the 1950s. It threw us for a few loops, but we have all the parts ready to go. And now all we have to do is put it together. And just in time, because Jeff's on his way down.
Hey, Rick. I came down to Rick's restoration today to pick up my dad's 1955 matchless motorcycle. I'm kind of nervous about it, just because the fact that that's the closest thing I can really get to my dad since he passed away, so.
Hey, Rick.
I just can't wait to see what it looks like when all done.
What do you think?
Beautiful. Unbelievable.
This bad boy is bad.
When I first saw it and it came around the corner, I didn't know what to say, really. I just was like I seen a ghost. I just was just in awe. This thing looks like brand new, yeah. Right out of the crate, 1955.
For it being so rare and the heritage that it comes along with it, with your dad running and stuff, it was a thrill doing this. Every single piece on this thing got redone. We had a body guy pound it on fenders to get it straight, and then Cowboy get to polish it all out. I mean, you wanted it for show, so I chromed everything that I possibly could. All the wheels, all the discs, had the seat all upholstered, the tank's been painted, this is all hand done, and then we cleared the whole thing. Instead of putting a decal on it, we matched the decal. I mean, it's a full-blown restoration. Everything's been done on it.
And it fires right up, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
You wanna get on it?
Yeah, heck yeah. I remember sitting on this thing, wondering what to do with it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell to do with it. And then finally, you know, you took it on. I was gonna tackle it, me and my brother, and we looked at it and said we couldn't do it. And I knew it was a big challenge, and that's why I found Rick. I knew he could do it.
You basically took that old memory that I had of it and made a new memory for me. So.
Yeah, something like when your dad got it first day.
Yeah.
My business is one, to restore stuff, and two, to bring back those memories. It really is.
This is just unbelievable. It's beautiful. How much do you think we're talking now?
Well, the $6,500 for the restoration was where it was at, but the parts on this thing were so hard to get and so expensive. So we're right at $8,800 with everything together.
Well, that's a very fair price for what you did and what you got into it. I just can't say enough on how it turned out.
Okay,
awesome.
But
thank you very much.
You bet.
I can't wait for it to get back to our house. And my dad is smiling right now. He's looking down, and he's proud.
Kyle really helped me dodge a bullet when I broke the penny scale. If my dad would have found out, I'd have been in a lot of trouble. So the least I can do is pick him up a six-pack.
Man, Kyle, I can't thank you enough.
Came through, huh?
I tried.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
You're a man of your word. Just in time to go home. Soda.